Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
But right now, I have the absolute pleasure of having on the line Gordon Hill-Lewis, the DA Shadow Minister of Finance. Gordon Hill-Lewis, thank you for being with us on 101.9 Chai FM this afternoon.
It's really cool to be with you. Thank you very much.
So I've got a massive smile on my face because nobody's ever told me it's cool. And I'll go with cool because I'll take cool. I tell you what's also going to be cool. Well, I'm actually not sure it's going to be cool at all. It's going to be the address by Tito Mboweni tomorrow night in the budget speech. In fact, it might be quite catastrophic. What is your take? What are we going to hear? Let's get the inside track from the DA Shadow Minister.
Well, there's a couple of things I'll be looking for. Firstly, you know, the most pressing issue is the COVID vaccine program. And what we want to check is whether that is properly funded. It will really make the whole speech a failure if the government skimps and doesn't, properly fund that program, make sure that there's enough money for a vaccine for every single South African, make sure that there's enough money for storage and transport and rollouts and so on. So that's critical. We don't want to see any skimping and scraping on the vaccine program. Where we do want to see skimping and scraping is in other programs, wasteful programs of government, so that we can bring our debts down. And of course, by other programs, I'm talking about bailouts for state-owned companies that aren't working, like SAA and Eskom, the Land Bank and Transnet and many others. And on the state salaries, where for a decade now, we've just had huge above inflation increases for state workers. And the consequence is that, you know, the huge majority of the government's budget is actually just spent on salaries without delivering anything. So those are probably the three big things that I'll be looking at tomorrow.
Let's be honest. I don't know about you, but I certainly wouldn't want to be Tito Mboweni. Not today, not tomorrow, not any day. Let's acknowledge the fact that the man is probably facing challenges that no finance minister that I can think of has faced in the midst of a pandemic, a shrinking tax base. Can't be an easy job. Is he going to have to raise taxes? Will there be a wealth tax, capital gains tax, all those sorts of things?
Yes, I think that's a good point. I spoke to him earlier today and I wished him the best of luck for a very difficult budget. Our country is in a crisis and all of us want our country to succeed and to thrive. And none of us want to see it go down into a debt crisis. So I know it's an incredibly tough job. And my only request to him, obviously we will be critical where we see there's things that are not being done properly or that are not being done at all. But my request is that this is the time to be bold and not to, you know, avoid the tough decisions and avoid what is necessary simply because of debt. And one of those areas is tax, which is the second part of your question. And it's very clear to me that South African families have gone through a terrible year. If you own a business, you've gone through a terrible year. And we don't need higher taxes. We just can't absorb higher taxes all the time. And so what I really want is for him to come out and give a huge vote of confidence in the South African family and the South African business owner and say, actually, we're going to have no new taxes. And so I'm really hoping that's what he does.
You used a really interesting word. You said you hoped he would be bold. My question to you is he able to be bold given the factions within the ruling party?
Well, I believe that he is able to be bold. The factionalism in the ruling party is a serious problem. I'm not writing that off as a problem. But I am saying that the consequences of not being bold and not being courageous now are going to be infinitely worse for South Africa than the consequences of a little bit of upheaval and infighting inside the ANC now. So, you know, this is what leadership is about. He's the finance minister. He's presumably he wants the job if he's still there. And that means that when the going gets tough, he's got to step up to the plate and make the decisions that count. And those include getting our debt under control, introducing no new taxes, cutting the wage bill and properly funding the vaccine program, as I've said.
I hear everything you've said. I'm just wondering whether I have seen any activity on the ground at all that would lead me to believe that he's capable of making that decision. And all I'm hearing is the opposite. I'm seeing a president who's giving the finger to a constitutional court, an ex-president, pardon me. I'm seeing a president who's trying to seek consensus and won't make a bold move. Are you optimistic?
I'm very optimistic about South Africa. I'm an eternal optimist. In the long run, I think that whatever we go through now will only make us stronger. But I do think that we are facing extreme danger in the short run, and that's what I'm really worried about. And I think I have to agree with you. You know, all the evidence shows that the government is not able to take the tough decisions necessary. They constantly talk about it. And this is where I'm very critical of the finance minister. He constantly tells us what is needed. He tweets at us and gives speeches about the dangers of debt. And then in the same breath presents a budget which goes, well, last year, 770 billion rand further into debt. So, you know, this is the kind of, what I call the credibility gap between what he says and what he actually does that he's going to have to close.
Again, I hear you, and again, I'm thinking we have a president who is, despite incredibly adverse circumstances, enjoying massively high approval ratings. They have the power and the ability to make the hard decisions.
Yeah.
And yet there is this absolute loyalty to a party which won't allow them to do it.
Yeah, and that is the irony. Eventually, that's what will see them ejected from government, which will be very good for South Africa. But this is the point I always make to ANC colleagues in Parliament. With all of the ANC's history and emotion attached to that brand, if they could just make the right decisions and get the economy growing, they would probably govern for 100 years without anyone being able to touch them. But because they simply don't have the courage to make those decisions, and because they can't take firm action on corruption, they will eventually be thrown out of office.
Courtney Lewis-Diaz, Shadow Minister of Finance, thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon. What was the word you used? Cool. It was super cool.
It's been cool. It's been cool to be with you.
It's been real as well. Thank you so much. And yeah, good luck for tomorrow.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.